Hello, everyone. This is Fred Barrows again, thanking you for joining us here for this Church of God radio broadcast. It's coming to you from God's Acres at 675 North Cedar Street here in Newark, Ohio. And now we'd like to ask Brother Larry Dishman to come and bring us another message from God's eternal word.
Psalms 23, verse number 1. Psalms of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What's in the valley? David said, the Lord is my shepherd. John said, he was the good shepherd. Peter said he was the chief shepherd. There's always a valley between two mountains. Before each mountaintop experience, there is a walk down below. We can live on the mountaintop with the Lord for extended periods of times, but every single one of us go through valley experiences in our lives. In this 23rd Psalms, David is speaking of a deep, dark valley where there seems not to be even a ray of light. And you might feel like you're not going to make it. But valleys are not dead-end streets. The disappointments, the frustrations, and discouragement, dilemmas of life may be considered valleys, but they should never be classified as disasters. There's bereavement and tragedy and trials. We go through the valley from time to time. Some valleys are wide. Some valleys are narrow. Some are rough ground. Some are smooth ground. Sometimes folks get down in the valley and they quit. They just give up, throw in the towel. Some people backslide while they're in the valley. Some of you may be in the valley. We would probably be surprised if we really knew the heart of every individual. It may be because of a physical reason, emotional reason, spiritual reasons, whatever the reason. Too many people have a negative attitude about the valley, and they don't realize the good things that's in the valley. If you're going to be successful and climbing to the mountain, then you must recognize what's in the valley. A song says, talk about mountains, I climbed them. Felt the sunshine on my shoulders. Felt the warm winds blow. Talk about valleys, I've been there. Had my world to crumble. Have you ever said, had your world to crumble? You seem like you was on a mountain, but all of a sudden things change. Your world begins to crumble. You felt the teardrops flow. I heard footsteps walking in the shadows and a hand reaching out to tell me he was there. Which leads us to the question, why does God allow us to go through the valley? Because it's easy to forget about him when we live comfortably on the mountain. God has reasons for allowing us to go through the valley. God allowed his only begotten son to go through the wilderness and be tempted of the devil for 40 days and 40 nights. Yet God loved his son, and God loves you. Whether you're in the valley or on the mountaintop, God still loves you. The only way that God can speak to some of us is to get us down the valley. because we don't listen too good sometimes on the mountaintop. Some Christians get so high on the mountain, they get in the fog and they can't see spiritually. Remember, your victories often come through your valleys. And if we cannot praise the Lord in the valley, we have no business praising him on the mountaintop. Paul and Silas praised God in the valley, didn't they? They had been beaten. They were locked up. They were chained up in the valley. But they were singing praises unto God. Probably something like, I mean to go right on. Till the crown is won. I mean to fight the fight of faith. Till life on earth is done. I'll never more turn back. Defeat I shall not know, for God will give me victory if onward I shall go. Romans 12:3, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. The valley experience many times eliminates pride, self-esteem, self-reliance, because the valley is a low place. The dark valley will cause you many times to come to the end of yourself. And when that happens, you can rely on a great big God. As terrible, as dark as the valleys of life are, the valleys are very valuable. There's some great things in the valley. Because it's in the valley, we learn the eternal truths about God that energizes us and strengthens us. So we have to remember that we're made from the dust. The Lord in Genesis 3:19 said, for out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and dust thou shalt return. He tells us again in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter, verse number 20, all go unto one place, all are of the dust, all turn to dust again. But down in the valley, God shows us our nothingness. Amen. You know what's in the valley? Ground zero is in the valley. Some said, I'm down as far as I could go. That means the only way you can go is up. Maybe that's you. Maybe you've been down. Maybe there's some things went wrong in your life. Good news. You're headed up now. You know something else? There's green grass down in the valley. Amen. There's a different living standard down in the valley than on the mountaintop. The same vegetation don't grow on the mountaintop that grows on the valley. The valley experience is never easy, but the child of God needs to remember nothing grows on the mountaintop where the ground is stony and barren. But down in the valley, thank God, the ground is fertile and spiritual. The valley never is a fond experience, but thank God, the valley can be a fruitful experience for every one of us. Sometimes the only way to get the right spiritual diet, God knows he's got to get us down in the valley, because there's something we need in our diet that we're not getting on the mountaintop. So God may allow us to get down in the valley in order to take us back up to the mountaintop. And you know something else that's in the valley? There's some still waters down in the valley. There's not a lot of water up on the mountaintop. But down in the valley, thank God, there's some still waters that the psalmist talked about. And the Bible says in the book of Psalms, chapter 63 and verse number 1, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. You know, David knew what it was like to need God's forgiveness. He knew what it was like to need God's healing. He had failed God, and David's heart longed for peace. It longed for forgiveness. Amen. And that's something only the river of God can supply. Thank God for the Bible. In Psalms 46 and verse number 4, it said, there is a river, thank God, whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her and shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Thank God. These still waters speaks of God's presence. He said, be still and know that I am God. Amen. Sometimes we need a refreshment from the Lord, and the Lord gets us down in the valley. Yes, Jesus said, come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. Satan cannot stop the river of God as it moves on. The river of God cannot be stopped by your disappointments, by your tragedies, by your heartaches. Have you made a step into the water? Amen. There's only one limiting factor in the power of this river of God to cleanse you, and that is your will. Swim out into the river of God and experience great salvation and the peace that Jesus offered. Yeah, you need to get out where it's to your ankles and on up to where it's your knees. Amen. Get out in the water where it's waist deep and just go ahead and get in where it's over your head. Amen. Yield yourself totally to God's flow. Let the waters flow to you. It's in the valley that he restoreth my soul. That means that the Lord our God renews us and refreshes us while we're in the valley. He returns to us what exactly it is that we need. This restoration is by grace alone. Amen. Instead, my friend, the Lord and Lord alone has made us whole again. And I like what the psalmist said. He said, though I walk through the valley. He didn't say when I take up residence in the valley. Amen. He said, though I walk through the valley. I believe that's the way Isaiah put it in the 43rd chapter and verse number 2. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Oh, my friend, don't be like those eagles that would get discouraged and get down in the valley and just stay down in the valley. And many of them died down in the valley. But thank God for those eagles that fly over and drop those fresh pieces of meat. And thank God for those eagles that go over there and start eating that meat and find their rock, amen, and get to working on their beak so they can breathe again. And not long, they're back up to the mountaintop. Not long after that, they're soaring with eagles one more time. I stood on the hillside in the driving mist and rain. The wind was round me whistling, a sobbing sad refrain. But way across the valley, the hill was bathed in light, and in its golden glory was radiantly bright. But would I reach the hillside, this valley I must tread. The glory of the sunlight is to the valley wed. And so me thought how often the story of our years is but a glimpse of glory through the vision cleared by tears. You know something else that's in the valley? The rod and the staff is in the valley. Amen. In Psalms 23, he mentions two possessions of the shepherd. He said the rod and the staff, they comfort me. The rod is a weapon of defense that can be hurled at the enemy with the precision of an arrow. The staff is a tool of carrying with a hook or a loop on the top. It's suitable to pick up a lamb and lift it back to its mother, or to rescue that stray sheep from a dangerous spot. Just like David had to place his life between the beast and the sheep, so Jesus Christ places his life between me and the devil, between you and the devil. Let me tell you something, child of God, the devil can't get to you without going through God. Amen. Thank God. The rod and the staff is there in the valley. And so the sheep are safe in the valley. Child of God, you know what? You are safe when you're on the mountain. And that's not all. You're safe when you're in the valley. Because God is with you whether you're on the mountain or whether you're in the valley. John 10:15, as the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father. I laid down my life for the sheep. Jesus loves you. He cares about you. Somebody said, I'm afraid the devil's going to get me. No, Jesus lays down his life for the sheep. Amen. Amen. Jesus comforts us with his rod and staff. Guess what else? You know what else is in the valley? There's peace in the valley. Amen. Just because you're in the valley don't mean that you lose your peace. Because listen to me, peace is not determined by the absence of valleys, but by the presence of the caring shepherd in the valley. Thank God. We can have peace no matter what's going on the outside, because God is with us. The world's peace depends upon having favorable circumstances. As long as things are going well, they say, yeah, I've got peace. But when things go wrong, their peace, I'm talking about the peace that the world calls, it dissipates. Jesus made a distinction between the peace that the world can give and the peace that he had to offer. And here's what he said about that in the book of John, the 14th chapter and verse number 27. He said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I'm thankful for the peace that God gives. Amen. No matter what we're going through, we can still have that deep settled peace that we know that all is well with our soul. There's grace in the valley. God's grace is sufficient in the valley. Amen. He said, thy grace is sufficient for thee. I've been through some valleys, but I've always found grace in the valley. Amen. He said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We must always keep in mind that his grace, his mercy will never fail. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. That's something else. We're comforted in the valley. Now that leads us to another question. Why does God comfort us so we can be a comfort to others? 2 Corinthians 1:4, who comforted us in all our tribulations. That means even when you're in the valley, he comforts you. That we may be able to comfort them which were in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. While we're in the valley, God blesses us as the enemy is watching us. The enemy sees us, but he cannot get to us because the shepherd's there. God protects us on every side. Child of God, God is protecting you while you're in the valley. The devil and hell cannot stop you from receiving what God has ordained for you if you walk on by faith and not by sight. God is so committed to every one of his children that he has promised that he will meet you in the valley. And it's in the valley that our cup runneth over. Right. When we get plugged into God and we discover the blessings that God has in store for us, our cup truly does overflow with love and joy and mercy. So if your cup is overflowing, be sure you slosh it around a little bit so somebody else can get a little taste of it, right? Be generous with your blessings like God's been generous to you. It's in the valley that we can sing, I'm drinking from a saucer because my cup's overflowed, right? When you're in the valley, remember, there's a mountaintop ahead. Somebody said, I'm not in the valley, I'm just changing mountaintops. That's a good way to look at it. The key is to walk through the valley because the journey is not complete yet.
Somebody said, I'm in the valley and I don't know how long I'm going to have to stay here. Well, you're not finished yet. God's going to bring you out of the valley. You know something else? Sanctification occurs in the valley. I believe that sanctification occurs more in the valley than it does the mountaintop. Because it's in the valley that your faith is tested, that your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you'll be strong in character and ready for anything. Now I want to tell you something that really blessed my soul. I read about this preacher, and he lost his entire family in a terrible fire. And he went into deep, dark depression. I mean, he went into the depths of depression when he lost his wife and his children. And one day he was walking down the street in a town, and he saw that there was a construction crew was erecting a new church building. And he stopped there to watch them as they was erecting this building. And he saw a man with a hammer and a chisel and a piece of stone. And he was cutting with this chisel and this hammer on this stone. And he walked closer and he watched him. And he said, what are you doing chipping away at that piece of stone? And the stone cutter said, you see up there by that steeple? You see that little hole up there by the steeple? He said, I'm carving this down here so it'll fit up there. Amen. And when he heard those words, immediately he was stirred in his heart and he realized anew the faithfulness of God. And he come to understand that the valley that he was in at the present time was God's way of carving him down here so he'll fit up there. You know, that's what God's doing to us. Somebody said, God keeps cutting on me and God keeps carving on me. He's cutting on you down here so you can fit up there. Like that holiness preacher, Uncle Buddy Robinson, he said, God, if you don't quit sanctifying me, there's not going to be any of me left. God said, that's what I want. That's what God wants out of you. That's what God wants. Sanctify us. Carve everything off, God, that's not like thee. That's what brings revival, right? Amen. Did you know there's a prize in the valley? Anything that brings you closer to God is a prize. No matter what it is, if it brings you closer to God, it's a prize. And guess what else? You're in the valley? Here's good news. God is going to work this valley to your good. Romans 8:28, we know that all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord. Do you love God? Amen. That means the valley that you're in right now, that God's going to take that valley and he's working that valley to your good. Though you don't understand and you don't see no way that anything good can come out of this, God is working it to your good. And here's the best part of all. God's in the valley. Glory be to God. Don't let the devil tell you God's forsaken you. God hadn't forsaken you. Do you understand fully what David's saying? No matter what I go through, no matter what I face, God's still with me. And if God is with me, I don't have to be afraid. In the valley or on the mountaintop, no matter where it may be, we've got God's presence in our pain, his love in our loss, his patience despite of our complaints. God is the arm that holds me at my weakest. He's the eye that will see you at your darkest. He's the heart that will love you at your worst. At my lowest, God is my hope. At my darkest, God is my light. At my weakest, God is my strength. And at my saddest, God is my comforter. Yes, the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley. He's the bright morning star. He's with me in the valley. When I fall, he lifts me up. When I fail, he forgives me. When I'm weak, he is strong. When I face trials, he's with me. When I'm lost, he shows me the way. When we're in the valley, he don't want us just to hold everything in. He longs for us to come and pour our heart out to him. Just like I want my children to talk to me and pour their heart out to me. I believe God wants us, when we're in a valley, just to tell him all about it and let God. I love the old song, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. If you're in the valley, it's a privilege to talk to God about the situation that you're in. Ask God to help you to make the right decision while you're in the valley. But he goes on and says, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Let's take it to God in prayer. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Dishman, for those beautiful thoughts. If you would like to receive a copy of today's radio broadcast, please give us a call at 740-345-1213. We want to remind you of our periodical called The Gospel Trumpeter. If you would like to have an issue of that sent to your home each month at no cost, please give us a call at that same number, 345-1213. Or for any previous issues that you would like to have, please browse our website at godsacres.org. We invite you out to our services today. For transportation, you can call that same number, 740-345-1213. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 9:30. Morning worship is at 10:45. Each evening at 5 o'clock, our youth services begin. Then at 6 o'clock is our evening worship service. This is Fred Barrows saying thank you for joining us here today. Hopefully this program has been a help and a blessing to each of you. Brother Decker would like to invite each of you to join us here again next week at this same time. So until then, may God bless you, is our prayer.